This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We have an amazing topic today on Parshas Vo'era and some important public service announcements. First of all, like Rabbi Fry mentioned, we have a epic trips that are Baruch Hashem so full that it's a great zechus to be hosting these trips. We have on the 25th and the 26th, we're going up north. We're going to be going to Akko, to the real kever of the Ramchal. So you'll say, yeah, I've been there. No. You went to the kever next to Rabbi Akiva. But there's actually no historical evidence the Ramchal is there. So you say, so where is he buried? Exactly. That's why you have to come on our trip, to go to the real kever of the Ramchal that you never went to. And you probably didn't even know about in Akko. Then we're going to go to the house of the Isha Shunamis, the only spot that Reb Chaim told people to go there. You know, don't you want to follow the advice of Reb Chaim Knievsky? Reb Chaim endorsed this destination. Then we're going to the seat of the Sanhedrin, which is the last place the Sanhedrin was, which will be the place that Mashiach reveals itself. And we're going to go to the ancient cemetery in Tveria, hopefully to find the kever of Rabbi Yaakov Shealtiel Ninyo, that I haven't met anyone who is there yet, but I do have evidence that he's buried in the ancient cemetery, and we hope to find his kever. Many, many exciting destinations, so hopefully you could join us on the 25th and the 26th, the 27th in Hebron. Also, hopefully some exciting new destinations. Make sure that you are equipped with Sefer Magid Rokyan, Sefer Shemais. The Sefer Berchas HaTzadik just came out. You could get it in Eretz Yisrael. There are very limited copies right now in America. If you're interested, you could contact us. Hot off the press, Rameir Balanes, und die eibige Kinder von Hashem Yisbarach. In Yiddish, Rameir Balanes, der Chiddush von dem Gettlichen Tanner Rameir und dem Oiberstens, Andlese Ava zu Yiddische Kinder. Okay, you don't want to miss this one. Also, in Spanish. So make sure you're fully stocked on Sarm. Okay, we have an amazing topic today that I don't think I ever gave on Parshas Va'ira. Here we go. In Parshas Va'ira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the purpose of the Makos. He says, Lachain Emor l'bnei Yisrael, ani Hashem, oitzei siyaschem, mitachas, sivlois mitzrayim, yitzalti yisrael, yavaydasam, vigalti yisrael, zornetu, vishvatim gudam, v'lakachti yisrael, lilam, v'yisrael, lilam, vidatem, ki ani Hashem, eloi keichem, that the purpose of the Makos is that you should know that I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. So, it's saying that the purpose of the Makos is that b'nei Yisrael should know Hashem. And yet, even though Hashem says that's the purpose of the Makos, in Parshas Va'era, it doesn't say that's what the purpose of the Makos are. In other words, when Hashem introduces the Makos to Moshe, he tells Moshe, this will be the tachlis of the Makos. But ultimately, in Va'era, it says, V'yadu Mitzrayim, Kiani Hashem, look at number 5. And Egypt will know that I'm God. It doesn't say about B'nai Yisrael knowing. Not until next week. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, boy, el paroi, ulaman, tisaper, beozne vincha, uven vincha, eis. So the same is that, vidatem. And then you will know. In other words, as the introduction to the Makos, Hashem says the purpose of the Makos is so that you will know. However, as the Makos are unfolding in this week's Parsha, it says, so Mitzrayim should know, and that we don't find the expression that B'nai Yisrael should know until Parshas Bai. Interesting. Now, next week, we read, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Bai el Parai, come to Parai. That's a very unusual word, Bai. It should say Lech. Because you can't come somewhere unless you go there first. So since you need to go there, let it say go. When does it ever say come? Why does it say come to Paroi? It should say go. Never says come. Now there's a very famous remez. You should know this remez from second grade. This is probably your first gematria. Boy, the Baal HaTurim says, is gematria 3. Boy al paroi, because next week there are another 3 makas to come. Arba choshech makas b'chayrois. Rav David Koyen points out that va'ira also alludes to the number of makos in the parsha. Vav aleph is 7. Va'ira. So there's 7 in va'ira, there are 3 in boy. It's a very interesting breakup. 7 and 3. 7 and 3. Well, why not put all 10 in the same parsha? And if you're going to divide it, you should divide it in half. Why divide it 7 and 3? Why 7 in Va'era and 3 in Parshas Boy? What is that all about? So, a number of questions. Number one, what's this language, go? Come to Paroi, should say go. Why is the breakdown 7 and 3? If the tachlis of the makos is that Klal Yisrael should know, why in this week's parsha does it not say by any of the makos that Klal Yisrael should know? It says so Mitzrayim should know, and we don't encounter the phrase that Klal Yisrael should know until Parshas Boy. So these are a number of very important observations, and we're now going to pull the veil from behind the makos and enter a new realm of understanding the makos. Because for many years we learned the idea based on the Tzrar Hamar. The Tzrar Hamar, Rabbi Avram Saba, says based on the Psikta, there are 10 makos, the Psikta says, corresponding to the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. And we learned that Paroi was a heretic. He didn't believe in the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. And therefore, Hashem says, you don't believe I control the water, I'll turn your water to blood. You don't believe I control the air, I'll turn your air to barad. You don't believe I control the earth, I'll turn it to kinim. So Paroi was a heretic. He didn't believe in the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. So Hashem needed to verify and authenticate the creation of the world that was created with 10 statements. And over the years, we explained many of the similarities between the statement with which Hashem created the world and its corresponding makkah. Last year, Hashem gave us a great gift, and we showed the connection between Choshech and the Ar Haganos. And just like the way Hashem created the world was 3 days of light and then 3 days of a different kind of light, so when Hashem turned off the lights, there were 2 stages of darkness. And we explained that really the darkness was not turning off the light, but Hashem revealing the Ar Haganos, that because the light was so bright, they were blinded by the light. But now let's take it much, much further. We're going to go further than we ever went. Because if the makos correspond to the 10 statements of creation, well, there's an idea that the 10 statements of creation correspond to the 10 spheres. The Yalkut Ruveni says, Umatsinu yud makos neged yud spheres. Dam neged malchus. The first makah keneged the lowest sphera. We talk about the spheres when we say L'cha Hashem Hagedula Chesed. The Hagevura is Gevura. Gevura is the Midah of Gevura. The Hatiferes, the Hanetzach, the Hahoid, Ki Koil. That's Yisoid. Hamamlocha is Malchus. And we talk about 7 spheres. When we count spheres to Omer, we refer to 7 spheres, but there are an additional 3 spheres on top of that, which are called Chachma, Bina, and Das. Or Das is also referred to as Keser. Keser. Now, the Marsha in Masechta Chagiga teaches that the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world are connected to the 10 Sfirois. The Marsha says in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, Kafi ha'iyun shehein hein hayud dvarim dechashav hacha shabahen nivra oilam hein bishmoiseim kroivim l'shemois eser Sfirois sheheskimu behem ha'mekubalim v'kriyas shemoisam. And those are the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. So now we're going to learn that the 10 makos not only correspond to the 10 statements of creation, but also correspond to the 10 spheroids. And in this vein, Hashem is not just authenticating the 10 statements with which He created the world, but He's authenticating it through the procedure of the 10 spheroids. The 10 spheroids are 10 mystical emanations through which the Ribbono Shel sends influence and bounty and shefa down to the world. The spheroids are not parts of Hashem. Hashem is non-corporeal, but they are the, so to speak, the pathways, the realms through which Hashem showers and allows influence and sustenance to trickle down, down, down from the upper worlds to us here in the Olam Ha'asiya. So there's a great sefer. You know, this year we've been doing every week Smuchim Miyad, and I usually quote the sefer Smuchim Laad of Rebbe Yoh HaKohen of Izmir. Rebbe Yoh HaKohen of Izmir also wrote a sefer Minchas Eliyahu. And in Minchas Eliyahu, he explains how the 10 makos correspond to the 10 spheroids. So we're going to start with the chart. Dam, which is the first maka, corresponds to the lowest sphera, which is Malchus. Tzifardeya, Yesoid, Kinim, Hoid, Aroiv, Netzach, Dever, Tiferes, Shchin, Gevura, Barad, Chesed, Arba, Bina, Choshech, Chachma, Bechoyrois, Keser. Which, by the way, if I could point out, the only Makkah that Paroi said Hashem Hatzadik Vani Va'ami Harashaim is Barad. Why? Because Barad is Chesed. When Paroi saw Makkah's Barad, he saw the Chesed of Hashem, then he really conceded and he said, Hashem is the righteous one, and me and my cohorts are Rishayim. My friend Reb Baruch Sendik pointed out, in Barad, explicitly Hashem showed the Mitzrim Chesed. How? He said, he gave them an opt-out. He said, if you don't want to be harmed, put your cattle in the barn. So Hashem literally showed Chesed through Makkah's Barad. But that's just a vivid illustration how Barad is a reflection of the Sphira of Chesed. Now, Rabbi Yoah Kohen of Izmir goes through the makos and how they correspond to the various spheroids. Namely, Dam is keneged Malchus. Why? Because through Malchus, Hashem sustains and feeds the whole world. That's the connection between Malchus and Dam. And furthermore, the Rabbi Yoah Kohen of Izmir says that through the Makkah of Dam, we became wealthy. And we received this bracha through the bracha Hel Yoino, which is Malchus. Furthermore, through Makkah's Dam, why did the Mitzvim get punished with Makkah's Dam? Because they didn't let the Bnei Yisrael go to the mikvah. Which means then, Dam came from the Midah of Malchus. Malchus is the one sphera which is Nekeva. You hear this? Malchus is Nekeva. Why? Because it's a punishment for the Mitzrim that they didn't allow the females to go to the mikvah. Tzifardeya is Yesoid. What's the connection between Tzifardeya and Yesoid? Chazal say in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, that through Makkah, in Shmois Rabbah, that the Tzfardeya castrated the Mitzrim. And therefore, that's keneged yisoid. Yisoid, we know, corresponds to the mida of the mila. So the tzfardea was mesaris them. The tzfardea was mesaris them, so it's keneged yisoid. Kinim, they didn't believe in Hashem being nislabesh in the mida of hoid. Now, they made us sweep the streets. By making us sweep the streets and cleaning up the zevel, it diminished our hoid, our splendor, our shine. Therefore, they were punished with kinim. Kinim is keneged hoid. Arayv. They made Klal Yisrael catch bears and lions. It's very hard to be minatseach them, to be victorious over them, to capture them. Therefore, the makah of Oroiv came from Netzach. Dever came from Tiferes. Tiferes is the middle midah. Tiferes is the middle midah. It's like the heart of the body. And from Tiferes, it spreads out to the other midahs. That's why it's called Tiferes. It is, it's mimen mispashet pe'irus l'shar hamidas. So therefore, dever is the pestilence, is a plague that strikes the heart. Shchin is keneged gevura. Shchin was a fiery boil. Fire comes from the midah of gevura. Barad comes from chesed. Barad comes from chesed, as we pointed out. This was the, Rebbe Eliyahu HaKohen of Israel doesn't say this, but it was the one makkah that Hashem did b'chesed. He told them that if you put your cattle in the barn, you'll be protected. And as we pointed out, it's the only makkah that the Mitzrayim responded, Hashem HaTzadik v'ani v'ami harasha'im. Now, did you know that arba choshech hamakas b'chayrois, for the first time, when does Paroi start humbling himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Paroi does not begin to humble himself until Arba Choshech Emakas B'Choyreis. In Va'era, Paroi hardens his heart. By Arba, next week, what does Paroi say? Okay, L'chu Ivdu Es Hashem Elokeichem Mi V'mi HaHolchem. And then in Choshech, he says, L'chu Ivdu Es Hashem Rak Tzoynchem Uvekarchem Yutzag. Why? What all of a sudden changed, by the way? So that means not until the makkah of Arba Choshech Amakas B'Choyreis, Bina, Chachma, and Keser, does Paroi begin to subdue himself. Also, for the first time by Arba, we say, not Vidat V'yadu Mitzrayim, like in Parshas Va'era, it's Vidatem, you Klal Yisrael should know. You see, because next week, we get up to the three highest spheres. The three highest spheres are keneged das. So therefore, arba is keneged bina. Therefore it says, vidatem ki ani Hashem. Vidatem. Also the arba strikes down the food. In order to have seichel, you need food. Ein kemach, ein Torah. You know, if you don't have food, then you're depressed and you don't have chachma. A person needs a lechem to have das and tevuna. Likewise, the makkah of choshech, it causes worry when there's darkness. And worry causes a person to lose their chachma. Chachma is connected to ar. And then finally, makas b'choyres corresponds to keser. So, now we're beginning to discover that the breakdown of the makos and the parashios is not random, but the 10 makos correspond to the 10 spheres. The way it corresponds is Dam begins with the lowest sphera of Malchus. Now, we always knew that there was a divide between the 7 spheres. During Sfiras HaOmer and those Kabbalistic tefillos, we only reference Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus. We don't talk about Chachma, Bina, and Das. We don't talk about Chachma, Bina, and Keser. and we'll explain why. But this maybe begins to give us some insight in the breakdown of the Makos, because if they're broken down according to the Sfirois, so then you have one group, namely Va'era this week, the seven lowest Sfirois, and then you have three next week of the three highest Sfirois. This idea, aside from in Rebbe Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir, you have in the Haggadah of the Masa Nisim, of the Baal Nesivos, that the Makos correspond to Asara Ma'amarim, and the Asara Ma'amarim Keneged the Esar Sfirois. The Chidushei Harim also says the Makos correspond to the Sfirois. Rabbeinu Bechaye in Shemois also talks about how Detzach Adash B'Achav is Adam is Keneged Malchus. And this is really further elaborated by Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says in Va'era in Oisei that whenever you see the number 10, it always reflects the 10 Sfirois. And each Makkah that befell the Egyptians, Klal Yisrael came out of one Midah of the Klipois, and they entered a Midah of Kedusha. And that's what the Zayar means. The Makos smote the Mitzrim and healed the Jewish people. Therefore, it was done in a procession of lowest to highest from Dam, which is Keneged. Dam is Keneged Malchus, all the way up to Makos Becharis, which is Keneged Keser. And then the Reb Tzadok HaKohen reiterates this again in Parshas Voy, in Ois Aleph, how the purpose of the Makos was to extract and free up these Sfirois into Kedusha. And then he says, that's the reason why in Va'ira we only have seven Makos. But the three Makos of Keneged Chachma, Bina, and Das is in a different Parsha. The seven lower ones were easier to free. However, you know, if you take away my cup, I could grab it from you. But if you swallow my cup, I can't grab it from you. I have to get down and dirty and go into you and get it back. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says seven of the lower spheroids were co-opted by the Mitzrim. We were able to take them. But the three highest levels were so meshuka in Mitzrayim that Hashem has to tell Moshe, boy el paroi, you literally need to go into the belly of the Pharaoh and extract them. That's why we have this expression, boy el paroi. Now, this explains the breakup of the Makos in Va'era and Boy, because there's a natural divide between Malchus, Yesod, Hoid, Netzach, Teferes, Chesed, and Gevura. That's one realm of Sfirois. And then Chachma, Bina, and Keser. That's another realm. That explains the breakup of the Makos. But now let's get a little bit deeper. This is as deep as we've ever gone. What is the qualitative difference between the seven lowest Sfirois and the three highest Sfirois? Rav David Kohen, in his Sefer Mizmor LeDavid, Chelek Gimel Maamar Yud, elaborates on this. Now, I'll tell you something. About 10 years ago, I called up my friend Moshe Gruen, and I was asking him about, he is the editor of the Sfarmer of David Kohen, I was asking about this idea that the 10 Makos correspond to the 10 statements of creation. And he was saying, you know, now Rav David Kohen is working on even a higher level, how the Makos correspond to the Sfirois. So this he told me 10 years ago. Now it's 10 years later, Chela Gimel came out of Mizmor LeDavid. So now what he was working on 10 years before is now in print. And he explains qualitatively what's the difference between the seven Sfirois and the three Sfirois. He says as follows. The seven lower Sfirois are called Ze'er Anpin. The three higher ones are called Erech Anpin. I know it sounds like Shalashudas to you, right? Ze'er Anpin, Erech Anpin. There's another expression. Erech Anpin, the highest spheroids are called Hanhogas HaYichud. The lowest spheroids are called Hanhogas HaMishpat. And they are as follows. The lower spheroids, Hanhogas HaMishpat, is Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva is reward, punishment, that the way the world works is in response to our deeds and our actions and our davening and our mitzvahs, that the way Hashem runs the world is Schar V'Oinesh. That's called Ze'er Anpin. There's a higher level. The higher level is that what we do actually does not affect Hashem in any way or the creation of the world. That's called Erech Anpin. Those are the three highest spheroids. The spheroids that are more understood by man are the seven lowest spheroids, beginning with Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus. They're more understandable to us because through them the world works with something called Hanhagas HaMishpat B'derech HaTeva. But there's something above and beyond that, which is called Hanhagas HaYichud, where irrespective of how man behaves, God brings the world to where He wants it. The Ramchal in his Sefer Das Tevunos explains that Hashem is able to reconcile these two methodologies of running the world, even though they're seemingly at odds. Namely, you know, we always ask the question, the day will come, Mashiach will come, and the whole world will recognize Hashem. And irrespective of the behavior of man, no matter what Iran does, or what North Korea does, or what the Soviet Union, or what Russia does, the day will come when all of mankind will recognize one God. But on the other hand, doesn't everyone have free will? So if everyone has free will, how will Hashem navigate and bring the whole world to a day where everyone will recognize Him, but everyone has free will? So the Ramchal says that Hashem is able to simultaneously give everyone free choice and yet bring the whole world closer and closer every day to the time when everyone will recognize the reality of Hashem's existence. These are two hanhagos. There's Erech Anpin and Ze'er Anpin. Hanhagas HaYichud, Hanhagas HaMishpat. The seven lowest spheroids are Ze'er Anpin, Hanhagas HaMishpat. The three highest spheroids are Erech Anpin, Hanhagas HaYichud. Again, Hanhagas HaYichud is the Ribbono Shel Olam running the world where man's actions have no bearing on the direction in which Hashem runs the world. Ze'er Anpin is Hashem running the world b'derech HaTeva, through a system of reward and punishment linked to man's actions. The Gemara says in Psachim, "Bayoyim ahu yiyah Hashem echad." On that day, Hashem will be one. The Gemara asks, and until then, Hashem is not one. So the Gemara says, no, in this world, when good things happen, we say HaTov HaMeitu. When bad things happen, we say Dayin HaEmes. In the future, everything will be HaTov HaMeitu. Meaning, in this world, God runs the world, Hanhagas HaMishpat. So we have apparent Besurais Rois and Besurais Toivais. The Besurais Rois and the Besurais Toivais, as disparate outcomes, is a result of Hanhagas HaMishpat. In the future, we will see how really the world is run by Hanhagas HaYichud. In any event, the seven lowest spheroids were Hanhagas HaMishpat, Ze'er Anpin. The three highest spheroids, and therefore the three highest makos, were Erech Anpin. Now, when Hashem first brought the makos, He divided it into two categories. He divided into the makos in this week's parsha. He divided into the makos of next week's parsha. The seven in this week's parsha showed Hanhagas HaMishpat. That's something that Paroi could understand. Paroi could understand that. Of course, Klal Yisrael could understand it. But even Paroi could understand Hanhagas HaMishpat. But when it comes to Hanhagas Hayichud, which are the three highest Sphirois, which are the three final Makos, that's only something Klal Yisrael could understand. Therefore, not until Parshas Boy does it say, V'datem ki ani Hashem. So you will know that I am Hashem. In Va'era, the only knowledge that was going to be for Paroi, of course Klal Yisrael will understand it, but Paroi could also understand the first seven Makos. But it was ultimately to bring to a Yediya that Klal Yisrael would realize something that was beyond the scope of Paroi's understanding, namely there's something called Hanhagas Hayichud, which are the three highest Makos. These three final Sphirois we had to extract from the interior of Paroi. So Hashem tells Moshe, Boy El Paroi. Now, so long as the Makos were on a playing field that Paroi was able to comprehend, or at least feel that he had some understanding of the system, Paroi hardened his heart. He didn't feel that this God was operating in a playing field above and beyond his understanding. However, as soon as Ribbono Shel Olam started revealing Hanhagas Hayichud in next week's parsha, in Arba Choshech Makas B'Choyrois, and it's V'datem, this is something that only Klal Yisrael could understand, Paroi began to humble his heart. Paroi began to bow his head, and he said, you know what? There's something going on here that's above and beyond my pay grade. And therefore, Paroi begins to say, L'chu ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem mi v'mi haholchem. Paroi says, L'chu ivdu es Hashem rak tzoinchem uvekarchem yutzag. Therefore, it's the first time Paroi hardens his heart. So this gives us, although in past years we explained how the Makos correspond to the 10 statements of creation, but if you take it one step further, that the 10 statements correspond to the 10 Sphirois, number one, it gives us an understanding of the breakdown of the Makos into two Parashios. Number two, it explains why in Va'era it's V'yadu Mitzrayim, because that Egypt could understand, not until Ba'i is it's V'datem. And it gives us an understanding of the unique facet of each Makkah, how each Makkah, according to Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir, corresponds to a particular Mida, Dam, to Malchus, Tzvardeya, to Yesoid, Kinim, to Hoid. We pointed out, Barad is Chesed, that's why Paroi said, Hashem HaTzadik, V'ani V'ami HaRashoim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam actually showed a Chesed of how they could protect themselves. And then finally, with Makas B'Choyrois, that was the first sphera of all, the origin of all the spheroids, which is Keser, which is Das, B'choyrois, brought to V'datem ki ani Hashem. Okay, Rabbeisai, that is the shir on Parshas Va'era. And I wish you all a great day. And we should be Zoicha. I'm going to tell you, you heard it here first. You ready? What you see taking place today in Paras, there's a very important idea. That is, Mitzrayim is the mothership of all the exiles. All the exiles were in Mitzrayim. Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edom. Now, we always talk about four Golosim. Why don't we talk about Mitzrayim? So Arizal says Mitzrayim is the fatherhood of all the Golosim. But there's another Golos we don't talk about. We don't talk about Golos Yishmael, because the same way Mitzrayim was the first Golos, Yishmael, which is linked to Golos Mitzrayim, is the last Golos. Which is why, by the way, Yishmael comes from Mitzrayim, and Yishmael's mother Hagar was the daughter of Paroi, and the ministering angel of Mitzrayim is Rahav, and the ministering angel of Yishmael is Rahav. By the way, the Maral happens to say that Persia, Paras, is Yishmael. So if we're reading in these parashiyos about the downfall of Egypt, you think it's a coincidence that Iran is disintegrating from within in the parashiyos of Shmois Va'era? So what? You heard it here first. By the time of Makas B'Choyrois, There will be one less power in the world. Mark my words. By the time of the end of Parshas Bo Bishalach and Mitzrayim crumbles, you know what that means. Anyway, I just thought I would mention that. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kotev. Sure. How you feeling?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.